chickens in the houses, they got chickens in the trees, chicken in the pots, the motto of the Petalumis. Out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Now Marvin got me started, sold me my first hen. Now I got 4 and 20, and 24 more again. I'm out in Petaluma.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jeanine Herbst, investigative journalist.
Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, smart talk about food, wine, and farming here in the North Bay and beyond, far and wide. Hope you enjoyed this gorgeous day. Got out to a farmer's market or two. Farmer's market season is... The seasonal markets are starting to open. I know Windsor opened today. I believe that the West End Farmers Market, one of the newest markets in Sonoma County, really, I think it's entering its fourth year now. It's moving. I believe opening day was today, and I believe I'm going to be there doing something with my books and good things to eat next Sunday. It has moved from adjacent to Deterk Round Barn to Railroad Square. That was the original place where they'd wanted to have it. It didn't work out initially, but now they're there. And it's really just a great market. One of the things that's so wonderful about it is the neighborhood really supports it. It has it the character of that West End historic district, and people walk and bike to the market, and I just think that's great. So it'll be interesting to see how it works out there in Railroad Square. And we heard Kirby talking about Amy Goodman coming to Sebastopol on the 16th, Saturday the 16th. I want to remind everyone that that's also the day of the Apple Blossom Festival. So if you're going to go see Amy Goodman, don't think that you're going to drive through town on your way. Things are blocked all the way to Pleasant Hill Road. Driving is not normal. So plan ahead, plan your route, look for road closures. Or just think, oh, I'll listen to Amy on TV, on the radio, and I'll go to Apple Blossom Parade, and I'll watch Dachshunds on Parade. I think we might be right at the front of the parade this year, because Joey may or may not be the senior dachshund at 50. I know last year he was the senior dachshund, but there was one who seemed a little older, and he definitely should go first, but there's a tradition of the oldest doxies going first, and Joey will be there possibly in a leather jacket. It's a vintage theme this year, so expect some poodle skirts turned into dachshund skirts, and it will be a grand time. So that's coming up on the 16th of April. Now, I have to take a minute before I introduce our fabulous guest. I just have to tell you about a thrill that I had, because we've been off for a couple of weeks. We never do a live show on Easter because people want to be home with their families. And the week before that, I had a truly dreadful virus, that nasty sore throat one that's going around. So I was working, and I was also on Facebook that evening. And all of a sudden, my Facebook started lighting up. First came a private message from Dennis Dunn of Franco's One World Sausage, just saying, "Hey, you're on Jeopardy." I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm sitting at home in Sebastopol working. How could I be?" And he says, "No, really, you're on Jeopardy. You're a clue." And Dennis and I tease each other a lot. And then I got an email from Gayla Baron, and then all of a sudden my timeline just started lighting up with people telling me, a lot of people watch Jeopardy. I was sandwiches for 300. And the question was, or the clue, I guess, the clue was Michelle A. Jordan wrote a book about the sandwich which three main ingredients of which are in the title. And the answer is, what is a BLT? So it was great fun. The book is in print, but only as an ebook, not as a print book. But who knows? Maybe there'll be a little wave from Jeopardy and I can get that book back in print, as I would very much like to do. We are going to take a very quick, entertaining musical break, and I will be right back with our guest, Kathleen Mayhew of Cultivate Home. Clearly, I couldn't resist. That is the Greg Kinn Band off the Berserkly label from, oh, so very many years ago, early 70s that came out. So, Kathleen Mayhew, welcome to Mouthful.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
And congratulations on your two-day grand, well, sort of a grand opening party, private party, and then the grand opening yesterday.
Private party Friday night, sort of kind of private, and then the grand opening yesterday. We were open from 10 to 6 all day yesterday.
And how did it go?
Extremely well. We were, you know, you never know exactly what to expect.
Sure, absolutely.
But we were totally and completely packed Friday night. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday we were busy all day long. It was very successful, much more than I ever thought we'd do. So
that's
great.
Well, I was there today. And you have the best porch mats.
That's magic.
You have one made of coconut fiber with a crow on it. Well, you did have them. They're all gone now. I bought the last one.
You bought the last one.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
I love crows. I hope you'll get more in.
And we'll get more in.
Maybe I'll have more crows visiting me if they see the welcome mat. So, I don't remember what year Cultivate Home opened, but there's a story to it because you didn't create it. You're the new owner.
No, I am the new owner, and it's been there 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, that's
what I thought.
I don't
remember exactly.
Yeah, I thought 5 would have said the same.
Yeah, and somewhere in that vicinity. And one of the people that works here called me in November and said, do you want to buy the store? It's for sale. And I said, I'm 74. Why would I buy a store? That's just silly. And that was fine. And we went away. And we always go to our cabin for the month of January.
Where's your cabin?
It's up by Mount Shasta. We look out our front window straight up the west flank of Mount Shasta. So we just
nice.
Go hide out and recoup. Uh-huh. And so we came home, and the day we came home, I had another note from her saying, well, all the previous buyers disappeared. Are you sure you don't want to? And I went, huh. So I went down and took a look, and it was almost empty.
Yeah.
And my response was, this is just wrong. It's a great store. It's great for Sebastopol. Mm-hmm. And it's just wrong to have it go away. So
there you go.
Here I am.
Here you are.
Here
you have
I
a
am.
Store.
Here we are. We have a store. I kept all the employees.
That is one of the things that's so great, is that the same, and they're all so helpful. And
they know
wonderful.
What they're doing. They like each other. They have fun together. Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be silly to muck around with that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't. And besides that, I don't want to be there all day every day, and I don't want to run the store all day every day. So we have all the same employees. We have many, many of the same items.
Right.
But we also have some new items. Mm-hmm. And everybody's pretty happy to be there. Everybody's
one thing I was really pleased to see that you kept was the beautiful ceramics from Poland.
I love that we have about twice as many ceramics.
Yeah, you have
from
a lot
Poland.
More. They're
a
so gorgeous.
A lot more now. Uh-huh. I have some at home. I just love those also. And so if you like ceramics from Poland, come on.
Yeah, this
down,
is the best.
We have them.
This is the best selection I've seen. I was in Poland once, and unfortunately, I didn't buy anything. We were in the square of Krakow, and you can imagine how many stores there are. And
I've been there. Okay. I know.
Yeah. So we were going to come back through, and then I would shop, but we came back through on a Sunday, and it was closed. So I brought back a couple of pieces that I found in the hotel room I was staying. But you have that peacock pattern, which is my favorite pattern.
Which is totally lovely. And there are other colors in that pattern,
right,
too, that aren't necessarily my first choice, but many people like them, and they're really beautiful. So we have a little something for just about everybody,
yeah, really, really pretty. And then you have way in the back with a computer monitor up talking about it. You have the eco cloths.
We have the eco cloths.
Will you talk about those?
I have no idea what to say about
okay.
those, except that they're magic and wonderful. They will clean your windows. They will clean your refrigerator. They will clean anything.
And they last for a long time.
They last for absolutely ever. They're environmentally very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be happy to sell them to you just fine.
Yeah, and I think they're on. They're discounted this month, I think, until Earth Day. You have them on
until Earth Day?
Yeah.
Well, good for us.
Yeah,
that's
I think
just
you have
great.
A 10% discount on them until Earth Day. But it's interesting, you know, it was too crowded and I was in my author
mode.
Frame of mind.
Right.
So I'm going to go back in and look at them because, you know, finding decent cloths that will do all those things and
well,
last a long time.
And most of us usually take the sheet or whatever, the kitchen towel that's gone kaput.
It's, exactly.
And it's not really a good cleaning cloth at all.
No,
so,
it leaves
so
splint,
come by
it can
these,
scratch surfaces.
They'll last forever.
Oh, that's great to know.
You don't need all the things to put on whatever it is you're cleaning in order to clean with these. They're really amazing.
That's great.
They're quite good.
Were you ever in retail before? Have you ever been in retail?
Oh, I don't think I can even complain. Well, not complain. A very, 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 very long time ago, my husband and I had a sporting goods store in San Luis Obispo. But I was busy making babies, and I didn't have much to do with it. And we weren't very successful at all. So,
okay.
No, basically,
so not really.
Okay. Not really. Nope.
And how many children do you have? Because I know you. I met.
Oh, I have three children that I gave birth to. I have two children who are mine from my second marriage, and my current husband has two children. So I guess seven altogether.
Wow.
But I only gave birth to three.
Okay.
So.
And then one of them, your daughter, who brought the flowers. She's starting a flower farm in Sebastopol.
She has a flower farm on South
exciting.
Hustle Road.
Uh-huh.
The kids have 5 acres. She worked at Dragonfly and took lots of lessons.
Oh, Dragonfly. We love
there.
Dragonfly.
Well, she does too. And so the kids are going to be growing flowers and are going to be selling flowers hither and yon. And she'll be doing bouquets,
mm-hmm.
and I think she'll do really well.
Well, she clearly has a very good eye, and I talked to her about the flowers, and she said she just foraged them from a number of places.
Our yard primarily.
Okay.
Yeah, from our yard primarily. She's very good at making do with what I have growing, and there aren't very many flowers.
Well, she had calla lilies.
She had calla.
Borage not
and,
quite ready to open.
Right.
And
she
lots
also
of smoke bush.
Lots of smoke, but she's really good at putting colors and items together that I would never think to put together. But
and she had
does.
A few irises, too, a
yep.
few of the bearded
some
irises.
That are early.
Yeah, I have some the same color as mine
yep.
that are early, but
yep.
I never pick them because they wilt right away. And she had those irises
and
looking so
she stuck
so
them
beautiful.
In there and they look just swell
they
and
look
fine
perfect.
And dandy. Yeah. And did you notice the aprons that we all had on?
Yes, tell us about those.
My granddaughter did those. She said, well, you need aprons, Grandma. And of course, Grandma listens to the granddaughter. Of course I do. So Caitlin is responsible for our aprons. We all had aprons, which we've never
all black
had before.
Aprons with
everybody's
a great logo.
Name is on it, and mm-hmm. our brand new logo, which is a red hen, which that would be me. And so we all have matching aprons, and she brought those to us on Friday afternoon. Everybody was very excited.
And so, how did you decide on the new logo?
Well, a little red hen. Well, all right, long story.
Okay.
Before I got married 22 years ago, I was living in Portland, and I was going to have a B&B, and I was going to call it the Little Red Hen because I thought that story fit my life. Well, then I went and got married and came down here to a B&B, which we ran, and it had a perfectly
luckily?
Good name. Yeah, Gravenstein Inn.
Oh, you ran the Gravenstein Inn?
I ran the Gravenstein Inn.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't need a new name, and mm-hmm. it didn't fit, so that was mm-hmm. fine and dandy. And then we came home in the early afternoon a few years ago, and there was Patrick Amio and his wife and his children installing a big red hen in my side yard. And I went, what? And I said,
wait, side yard of the B&B?
Of it wasn't a B&B anymore.
Oh, okay.
And so we closed the door, and I just get to live there and have many grandchildren come, and mm-hmm. it's all
so
okay.
So is it on Florence?
No, it's on Hicks Road.
Oh, Hicks. Okay.
It's on Hicks, just off Grayton Road.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, he installed a red hen because my husband wanted to honor my red henness. And the kids have given me small red hens, which are on my kitchen counter for years and years and years. Uh-huh. And so my grandson-in-law is the one who designed the logo that we have now because uh-huh. he's a graphic designer for EO in, I can't say that, can I?
Say what?
In San Rafael. Anyway, he designed the logo. And we're going to keep the same name, mm-hmm. same employees, new logo.
Home.
Mm-hmm. And
it's a lovely. I should tell you, you can go see while you're listening to Mouthful. You can just go right over to cultivatehome.com and take a look at the logo.
And my granddaughter did that. She's my IT person.
She's doing the website.
She's doing the website. She's doing all the stuff. She's got pictures. You can see us being silly at our ribbon cutting on Sunday morning.
Saturday morning. I had to miss that.
It was great. It was really fun, and we've had a really good time, and it's fun to have my family included.
That's really great that the family's included. Yep. We're going to take another musical break here, and we'll be right back. We're going to hear about Kathleen's recent trip to Africa.
She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around. Oh yeah, you better shop around.
Yep, shop around, except if you're in Sebastopol, you don't have to go anywhere else for really great glassware, tableware, napkins, beautiful aprons, tablecloths, all kinds of things. Are you going to go, or have you even decided yet, into electrical things? Are you going to carry Cuisinarts or, you know, stuff that you have to plug in?
Not that I'm aware of, yes. But I'm not the buyer, so it's a possibility. And if you're desperate for plug-in things, come tell us, because we're making a list of things that people really want.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great. Okay. And one of the things, and I was so hoping you would open in time, you, and I assume you're going to have them. I didn't look. But there are recyclable bags that you put into your compost bucket. And I bought them about a year ago, maybe a little over a year, two big rolls. And they line your compost bucket, and then it just goes in, and so it doesn't get all yucky. And they're just fabulous. And I'm thinking, oh, God, I only have a few left. They've got to open before I run out.
I don't know. We can add it to our list.
Add it. I'm going to bet you have them because I know they were popular.
May have them.
And
we
they
may
all
have
you
them.
Also have something. When I had my column Mouthful, I would write about this thing. I found it first at McCoy's Cookware, which no longer exists. It was next to Safeway on 4th Street. And Louise McCoy had worked really hard for a long time, and she retired. But the Jet Scrubs. Black, sturdy black sponges. I would write about them in Mouthful. I'd just say, hey, you want a stocking stuffer? And Louise would sell out. And she just started buying, you know, 12 dozen. She'd have 144 at the time. And she would sell out. And other places, I know Hardesty started carrying it. They have them at, they even have them at Ace Hardware now. But I notice you've got them. So there you go.
Yay,
they're the best.
Good for us.
They're the best sponge in the world.
That's good.
They never get stained. Well, they're very absorbent. They scrub on one side, and then they're softer on the other side, but not a hard scrub. But they never get stained, and they never take on an unpleasant aroma.
Well, that's a good
thing.
So
it's the best sponge in the world. Every time my daughter comes to visit, she look, because I keep new ones under the sink, and she just goes through and she takes all the new ones and takes them back to Mississippi with her. So they're really
good. What a girl.
Good.
What a girl.
She is. She's wonderful. She's in Chile right now. Hi, ooh. Nicole, in case you're listening. Yes, ooh. her husband has a he's a professor of education, and she's a professor of English literature. He has a fellowship right now to work with a university in Talca, Chile, about 3 hours south of Santiago, where he's helping them develop some educational programs, and she's
great.
Working on... going through and revising her first book.
Cool.
So, yeah, but she'll be here at the beginning of July, and I'm sure that she'll either come in and buy a bunch of sponges or take all mine if I've stocked up. Now, you just
girls do that, you know.
That's right, and it's just fine.
Yes.
You just got back from a trip.
We did.
And you don't even look jet-lagged.
Well, that's because you see me this week and not last week.
Ah, okay.
It doesn't take as long. Yes, we did. We went to Africa. This is my 11th time going to Uganda.
Oh, wow.
And
11th time?
I know. Isn't
that's
that
amazing.
Silly? It's pretty silly. We work with Rotary International. We also have our own foundation, which is the Ant Hill Foundation. And we do health, hunger, and education in villages out in the bush.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how much you want to know.
Oh, everything.
Everything you want to know.
Well, I know that... one of the things you did was you brought back baskets for the store.
I did bring back baskets for the store. The baskets that they make there are amazing. And they're beautiful, and they last forever. Mm-hmm. And so I bought a whole suitcase full of baskets and brought them back for the store. So if you want an African basket that will last for absolutely ever, come to Cultivate Home, because we have them.
That's great. So. And then you worked... with out in the villages.
Yeah, we went to four different villages this mm-hmm. time, and we took textbooks because they don't have any books. Mm-hmm. And the kiddos go to school and they sit on the floor, and it's pretty sad, actually. So we took textbooks that my husband's nephew made, which is pretty amazing because that one book will belong to the child. And it will go from kindergarten through seventh grade.
Wow. How did he made these books?
Well, he designed the book, and then we had them made in country there.
Oh, there.
And then we distribute them to these villages.
Uh-huh.
And so the child gets to write their name in the textbook and take it home and take good care of it. And they have to share it with their siblings, and they mm-hmm. have to share it with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the two that we distributed were English and math. And it goes mm-hmm. all the way from 2 plus 2 to... beginning algebra,
uh-huh.
And they were pretty excited to have them. It was pretty amazing. They always greet us with ululations, which I, of course, can't do because I'm a white girl who grew up without doing these. La, 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 la. But our welcome is always really, really warm, and we're always glad to be there. And it's pretty amazing to go from our life here to that life there.
What kind of how do you travel? What vehicle?
Well, we always have a driver. We don't
drive. Are you in a Jeep? Small?
No. We're in a small van.
Small van. Okay.
Yeah, we're in a small van that can put our luggage. You know, I travel pretty light these days. Put our luggage in and take all the things. We always distribute toothbrushes and pencils, as well as whatever else. I always take new. I have a friend in Sebastopol, Marilyn McHugh, and her friend Joanne Madsen, who make baby blankets.
Oh, nice.
Receiving blankets, and then they always put a onesie with it, and they wrap it in saran wrap. And I always take it to the maternity ward in Entebbe Hospital, which we rebuilt several years ago.
You did? Oh, wow.
It was pathetic. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
And
live radio.
It's live radio, baby. I got a cough. So we always take people to the Entebbe ward, and we take baby blankets and pencils and toothbrushes. So, and then I got rid of all of those, and then I put baskets in that same suitcase and brought it back home with me straight to the store.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
Worked out fine.
So when is your next trip?
Well, I said that I'm not going back again, but I said that last time, and apparently I lie a lot. Apparently I do. My husband will be going back in a few months, I think. And we always take people with us. This time we took a couple of we took Bob Rogers, who's going to be this Rotary's next district, the next to the next district governor, and we took Jeff Bowl, who's going to be the fundraiser for our Anthill Foundation, to let them see what they were doing and talking about. And they
tell
were,
us more. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, tell us more about the Anthill Foundation.
Well, it's one that we started ourselves a few years ago when it became clear Rotary doesn't build buildings. And Rotary does many things, but they don't build buildings. Sometimes you need a new building. And so we started the Anthill Foundation specifically to work alongside Rotary to do the things that they don't do, and sometimes do them a little quicker, just because you kind of need to do things a little faster sometimes. And the process for Rotary is very good, but sometimes it takes a little bit longer than, and I'm an impatient kind of person, so there we are.
That's one of your lovely qualities.
Get on with it, would you?
Yeah, just do it. You know, actually, I'm going to ask what might be a stupid question, but I think it's a question no one asks, but that a lot of people don't know the answer to. What exactly is Rotary?
Oh, Rotary is the biggest service club in the world.
Okay, we all see the signs, Sebastopol Rotary. Yep. We see the events. So is it an international?
It's an international organization. We are in, oh dear, I'm going to give you the wrong number here.
That's okay.
153 countries. It's probably more than that.
Okay.
And we have almost 2 million members. And it's a service club that you men and women can join. Women didn't used to be able to, but now we can. And we just get things done around the world, humanitarian things. Polio Plus, which polio is very nearly eradicated from the earth. And Rotary is the one that started that.
Oh,
and
really?
Did it.
Oh, okay.
Bill Gates and his foundation joined us, the World Health Organization, and I believe it's UNICEF joined us. Maybe after 2000, but we're the ones who headed up that.
Is most of Rotary work international? I mean,
no,
do they do local things?
No, we do very local things. Okay. So if you're interested in local things, join a Rotary Club and do things in your hometown. We do service projects. We do we rehab houses. We build playgrounds. We... I can't even know what all we do because, of course, I'm on the international end of it. So, but there's something in Rotary for almost everybody. And I'm pretty happy I'm part of that group.
How long have you been part? It's Sebastopol?
I have no idea.
Okay, Sebastopol Rotary? Are you in?
I am a member of Sebastopol Rotary. I've been a member since 2001. and thought that I would never join a Rotary Club because I used to wait on them, and they were a bunch of men who smoked cigarettes and had lunch, and that was what they did.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing service organization which has projects all around the world. We're very international, and there's something there for everybody.
That's so interesting. I'm glad I asked that question.
Me too.
I know I've spoken, it's been quite a while, but back probably in the 90s, I was asked to speak at a couple of different Sonoma County Rotaries because, you know, they have, I guess, monthly speakers, breakfast
We
speakers.
Have weekly speakers.
Okay,
we
weekly
meet
speakers.
Every week, and we have a different program every single week.
Okay, yeah. So I've been out, and so I spoke at a couple of them, and but I never really quite got a feel, except they fine you for things.
Oh, they do. They fine you for getting a new car, for having a new grandchild.
Yeah, it was all kinds of lighthearted things that they would.
Oh, yeah.
Not
losing
things.
Your hat.
For having a birthday. I would
Absolutely.
Say people will
for
get
birthday,
fined for having
fined
a birthday.
For having a birthday or an anniversary. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so that's just one of the many ways that money goes
well,
into these programs.
Well, you get recognition that way.
Uh-huh.
You get recognition that way.
Okay. Because I was just never sure. I wasn't sure if it was like the Chamber of Commerce, if it was a business promotion. So it's really good to know that it's a complete service organization.
Complete service organization. That's all that we do. Yep.
I want to talk a little bit more about Africa and what it's like to be there day by day. Like you're traveling, you're driving from villages. How do you eat? What do you eat?
Well, we eat the food that they have there.
Right, and I'm just curious what that is.
Well, they have something they call posho, which is cornmeal mush.
Mm-hmm. Just like
they have
polenta.
Irish potatoes.
Okay.
Which usually are not mashed. They're usually cooked. And they have matoke, which is very, very green bananas, which are cooked twice. They're kind of bland. They're kind of really, really bland. But there's usually something called simsim, which is a peanut sauce, which you can put over any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes them taste really good. They have fresh vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
They have carrots and beans and tomatoes. And very little meat because the people just don't have access to meat.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a couple of years of being over there to realize that the chicken that got cooked with broth that we got fed when we went to a village was something that they only eat at Christmas time or maybe once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt really bad that I was eating
their
chicken.
That they'd done it for you.
But they had honored us by giving us.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that was something I said. The first place I ever went was India.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I went, I was a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And people who invited you into their homes cooked meat for you.
Yes, they did.
And I watched a lot of Americans say, oh, I'm a vegetarian, and I couldn't do it. I ate whatever. It was such an honor to be in someone's home. I ate whatever they offered.
We are so honored to be treated well and offered whatever
offered
they fix it.
We eat. Absolutely.
We eat it. Yep, absolutely.
Now, is there, you know, I'm not real up on Ugandan geography. Is coconut part of?
Coconut can be part of, but it's not huge
at
all. They have pineapple.
Okay.
They have pineapple. They grow a lot of tea. They grow a lot of sugar cane, which gets shipped to other places. They grow a lot of pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
So pineapple is pretty common. I'm trying to think what other fruit we've had there. Papayas and mangoes.
Okay.
Those tropical fruits, because it's right on the equator.
Right. It's right on the equator, but it's inland.
It's inland. Yeah,
yes, it's
inland.
Not,
we're
it's
at about 4,000 feet. No, it's on the top of Lake Victoria.
Oh,
so
right, okay.
On any African map, you can find Lake Victoria, and Uganda's right on the
there.
Top of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Pretty remarkable place.
Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable place, yeah.
What are some of the bigger health challenges that you see?
Well, AIDS started in Uganda.
Okay.
So they have their percentage of people affected by AIDS now is down to about 6 or 7%. But there's a whole generation of kids that have no parents.
AIDS orphans.
Yeah, because they're being raised by their grandparents. Uh-huh. So they have that pretty much under control. Malaria is huge there.
It is.
Yeah, malaria is really huge. We take anti-malaria stuff when we go.
What kind of things do you take for anti-malaria?
Mine is called Malarone. And my husband takes Larium because I have high blood pressure and he doesn't. So
I took Larium when I went to Borneo and I had a really almost deathly reaction to it.
What was
really
your reaction?
Bad.
Yeah, because neither one of us has had a reaction.
Had a very bad reaction. First of all, I got this weird rash all over my chin and I went back to the pharmacist and he just looked at me and he said, stop taking Larium. But then I got really dizzy, and I got severe flu-like symptoms, but very pronounced, extremely violent nightmares.
I've heard that some people get hallucinations.
Neither one of us have ever had that experience. Yeah,
I never had
actual hallucinations. Yeah. But the dreams, the nightmares, were more like hallucinations. And what was interesting was they were extremely violent and bloody, but they were 100% devoid of any emotional content.
That's weird.
It was very strange. Very, very strange, and it lasted for several years. When I was in Malaysia, I would cycle through it like every 10 days. I would be in bed for 2 or 3 days, or every 5 days, and then when I came back, the time between got longer and longer. But I would recycle through all the symptoms, and after about every 3 months, I thought, "Who knows if I have the flu or if I have a reaction to delirium? I have no idea. I just want to feel better."
I have no idea. We've neither one of us either had a reaction. So
I know Louise McCoy was with the Peace Corps for a long time, and she said people would, you know, the day that they gave you your delirium, you would just see people lined up at the outhouses. You know, people hold it in their cheek and spit it out.
Oh, so that's too bad. I don't want to get malaria.
And it was funny. They laughed at me in Sarawak. They laughed at me. They said, "We haven't had malaria since 1952.
Oh,
you didn't need that."
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of malaria.
Yeah. Now, I was reading something fairly recently, really recently, about some new, not a cure for malaria, but something that was going to prevent it.
Well,
this
was very recently. In theory, prevented.
This was something better than either of the drugs.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's been like within the last 3 weeks, I think, that I heard it.
So, well, I was in Africa, so I didn't hear about it.
How long were you there?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, we were there 2 weeks.
Okay,
yeah.
So we have the AIDS challenges and malaria, yes. Are they making headway in eradicating the mosquito? Or is it
It's kind of hard to tell because out in the villages, there is no headway in eradicating. Everybody sleeps with a mosquito net over them.
Yeah.
And all of us who go take anti-malarial meds. Mm-hmm. But the people there don't have access to those.
Okay.
So we're told that, you know, every 3 months or so, they'll lose a week or 10 days worth of whatever work they do, which is usually in their field, mm-hmm. because they're down really sick with malaria.
Yeah. And once you have it, you have it, right?
Well, depends on the kind.
Oh.
You don't necessarily have it for always and ever. It depends on the type. There are several different types. And I'm not going to speak about them because I don't know, but I know that there are.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't necessarily get it again and again and again.
Okay.
But some people do.
Uh-huh.
So. See, babies die from malaria. Uh-huh. It's not fun.
And is it, what do they die from? Is it the fever?
I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask about that.
That's okay.
Because I don't know.
Yeah. I know that you feel really bad. Yeah, you sweat really bad.
I've had a couple of friends who've had it.
Yeah.
And they said you just feel like it's the worst flu that you ever had. So.
Not fun.
Not fun. Nope. I don't intend to ever get it.
Well, and you've been 11 times, and I'm going to guess that you're going to go again.
Well, you could go right ahead and guess that. In theory, I'm not, but you never know. I lie a lot, apparently.
I have a feeling you're going to need more baskets.
I'm going to need more baskets.
Yeah. Are there other crafts indigenous to Uganda?
Lot of the basket work they do, they also do pottery, and we've been given pots, but mm-hmm. I don't think the quality is up to what we're used to in this country.
And they're a lot
harder
to get home.
Well, they're harder to get home. Cloth, there's a lot of cloth, and I have several different outfits that are made from cloth mm-hmm. from Uganda. And it's pretty good quality cloth. Mm-hmm. Tablecloths and napkins, those kinds of things. I'm trying to think what I see in the crafts. There are beads.
Mm-hmm.
The beads I have on right now, some
which are beautiful.
Kakira Village, I think, gave me these.
They're really pretty.
Yeah, and I have earrings and I have necklaces, uh-huh. and those are handy and sturdy.
And the necklace is really beautiful. Before we leave Africa, I wanted to. Do you know about the KIND program? KIND. I've heard about it because sometimes I watch Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC. And he talks a lot about it, especially around the holidays. But okay. It's, and I don't know, maybe I can get Kirby to look it up. Can you look up with K period, I period, kind? I think it's Malawi.
Oh, it could be that south of Uganda.
Yeah, I think it's in Malawi. And what it is he began with, I'm sure he's partnered with somebody, but they buy desks. They build desks. They pay the craftsmen in the town to build the desk. Each desk seats two children. And these are kids who have sat on the floor going to school, and they now have their desks. And it's a pretty inexpensive thing to get. I mean, you can give any amount of money. You can buy a desk. You can buy half a desk. But I know he's often encouraged people to do it for holidays. You know, you
that's
have a friend who has everything.
Right.
And I wanted to do it. I have a really dear friend who passed away much too soon. And he was an educator, and he's a professor, but very so passionate about people around the world. And I've been going to, and I will get a desk.
That's a great thing to do. That's a great
in his name. Right. So when you said that they're in Uganda, they excuse me, that no desks, and I know they've expanded the program to include one other country now. Do you see anything,
something
Kirby?
Something near Malawi.
I did, and there were several things, but there was a blurb about the show on MSNBC about the desks, that this kind is a UNICEF program, and they had taken donations to buy desks for the students in Malawi, because as you mentioned earlier, the sitting on the floor.
Yeah,
right.
And they have the local craftsmen there build the desks, so it's also benefiting.
Well,
the,
everybody says, "What can I send?" Well, don't send anything, because we like to support the local economy over there, and it's just too hard to take much into the country.
Baby blankets seem like that's a good idea. Baby blankets seem.
Baby blankets are a great thing to take there. What we do when we build the classrooms is Rotary will build the desks. Or pay for desks and sanitation and latrines and those kinds of things. So any classrooms that we build come with desks.
Oh, how nice.
For everybody and a chalkboard and whatever else they need. So that's what we do.
Excellent. We're going to hear one more song here on Mouthful, and we'll be right back.
Well, I walked past just yesterday, and I couldn't bear that new mall no more. I can't expect you all to see it my way, but you may not know what was there before, and I want them to put back my old corner store. Well, I walked past just like I say, and I felt this hurt that would not go home. I can't expect that you're gonna see it my way, but you may not know the trees I've known, and I want them to put back my old corner store. I know it costs more money to shop there, but this was love, this was love. I know you had to pay more money, I'll pay money, I'll pay more. I don't care what the mall has got, I want back that corner store. And what did I feel when I walked by slow? Sorrow, sorrow all around. Why I would feel sorrow I know. I smelled a ghost smell from the ground, that old wooden smell from the old corner store. Bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o-web-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-no, corner store, corner store. Bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-way-o-web-o, bom-a-nim-a-nim-a-no, corner store, corner store. I walked past one final time, and I
the place I shop. Now I can't expect everyone to feel like I'm, but I spot a trend that has got to stop. And I want them to put back that old corner store.
Bom-a-lim-a-lim-a-lim-a-way-o, bom-a-lim-a-lim-a-way-o-webo, bom-a-lim-a-lim-a-go, corner store, corner store. Bom-a-lim-a-lim-a-lim-a-way-o, bom-a-lim-a-lim-a-way-o-webo, bom-a-lim-a-lim-a-no, corner store, corner store.
It's Mouthful. My very special guest this evening, Kathleen Mayhew. Am I saying it right? Mayhew?
Mayhew.
Mayhew.
That's it.
Where'd you grow up?
San Luis Obispo.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did.
Did you cook? Did you cook at your mama or your grandma's or your aunt's side?
Not particularly, no.
Okay. No. I'm just curious.
It's something I just kind of came into as an adult.
Uh-huh.
I got tired of buying processed stuff, and
yeah.
So somebody gave me an Adele Davis cookbook, and I went from there.
Oh, wow. So you enjoy cooking?
Yeah, I do.
Excellent.
I like cooking a lot.
Excellent. Well, that's how we met. I mean, we met at just the sweetest event, a slumber party.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Slumber party was five of you, I think, just five of you?
It was five of us, and the salad was perfect. It was delicious.
Oh, it's just the simplest salad in the world.
I know.
But, you know, that's how I think about cooking, usually.
Simplest,
not always, but simplest is often
easier.
The best.
Yep, I agree.
I like things to taste like themselves. I've had this the last, and I'm getting over that cold that so many people have. And suddenly, you know what? It's tasting so good. Celery.
Celery has a pretty strong taste. And if you can't taste it, you're in
trouble. if you put, say, celery into, you know, a stew or a soup or something, it gets really strongly
yes.
flavored. But I'm finding raw sliced celery, is so soothing to my throat. And I've just been putting lemon juice, olive oil. Actually, somebody gave me samples of a goat cheese that comes. It's I hate the name. It's Chivu. You know, for Chev and extra virgin olive oil together. I understand why they're using it, but I hate the name. But it's little cubes.
Sounds like something a person oughtn't say in public.
Yeah, really. one is flavored with Aleppo pepper and something else. I had three different flavors. One was dill pollen and garlic. And just some of that cheese with sliced up celery and the olive oil and the lemon. It's just so refreshing. That's what I had for dinner last night.
It
was just fabulous.
Sounds wonderful.
So anyway, yeah. So we met cooking, and the salad I did, it was just greens from Earthworker Farm. The beautiful greens from Earthworker Farm.
It was prepared so simply.
A little salt.
So
a little
delicious.
Olive oil, a little lemon juice, and then right at the end, I added a second vinaigrette because I showed y'all how to make the very simple apple cider vinaigrette. Apple
it
cider
was
vinegar
delicious.
Vinaigrette. And yeah, I know you all loved it. In fact, you went through all of it, and we got some more greens, and I made another salad for you. So I think there were seven or eight women eating, and you guys went through a lot of salad. Good
we
for you.
We are salad consumers, I'm
yes.
just telling you.
And then I haven't seen you since, or I haven't talked to you much, since that next Sunday.
Right.
I went to Earthworker Farm to get some greens. He said, you sent some women here. They got here really early, and they bought everything.
They bought everything? Oh, no.
They were sold
oh,
out
dear.
By 11 o'clock.
Oh, dear. Oh.
It was really, really great. I was.
Well,
that
I'd
made
say
me happy.
That's a very good thing, except that you didn't get your greens.
It's okay. I can eat other greens for a week. It wasn't a problem. It made me very, very happy. So let's go back to Cultivate Home. One thing we haven't done, we haven't told people where it is. It's on
Cultivate
Main Street.
Home, Main Street in downtown Sebastopol. We're in the Basso building. We're right directly across the street from Silk Moon.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was the daughter of the former owner of Silk
of
Moon
Silk
that
Moon,
opened
right,
it.
That opened the store. Right.
And then she moved to the
well,
East
she
Coast.
Married an
she
ICU doc in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to run a store in California when you're living in Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's really hard to have a marriage in Connecticut when you're living in California. So I really admire her for trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she tried for a couple of years.
Yeah, she did. And it just finally she said, I have to sell the store. So I bought the store.
There you go. And so it's not quite on the corner, but it's almost on the corner.
Basso's
on the corner.
Basso's on
the corner. So you have just one other store.
And the door that you walk in to get to the Basso building, just turn left and there we are.
Yeah, that's right. And there's that nice breezeway, I guess you would call it, before you go up the stairs.
Yep.
And there's the Karma clothing
on the right.
To the right. And then
and us on the left.
And you're open 7 days a week,
we're
10
open
to 6.
7 days a week, 10 to 6.
Yes. And so very friendly staff. Have you thought about any other things you might be doing, or are you leaving that up to your staff?
Oh, at the store?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of leaving it up to them because they're far more experienced with this, and they do a really good job. I certainly have input.
Sure.
And
are you going to be spending any time there?
I go in every day.
Oh, okay.
I still spend
okay.
a huge amount. I tried to be there all day Saturday, but I needed a nap, so I went home and had a nap.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 10 to 6 when it's really busy, that's a lot.
It's a lot, you know, and I haven't done that for a really long time, so.
Because I think there's lots of potential for making it just such a great community thing.
Center. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with. I would love to do something there with my books that's more than just, you know, the typical so, author petting.
Well, petting we have zoo. Several ideas that we're thinking about and that we're proposing. I hesitate to mention them right now because they aren't cast in stone yet. But we hope to have demonstrations and we hope to have those kinds of things.
Yeah, demonstrations.
A little bit and more. Community involved.
Yeah, even conversations.
Absolutely.
Like there's so many things. People love to talk about food, and not from the point of view of, oh, I just ate this and you didn't, which is what a lot of the conversation has been.
Right.
People love to talk about cooking. They love to ask questions of each other.
Right.
They love to share tips and secrets. And so I just see, you know, even there in the breezeway, if that's available, like
I don't know if it's available or not, but we have rooms placed in the store.
That's true.
So we're compiling a list. We were trying to get open before.
Oh yeah.
Well, we're open now.
Yeah. So and it looks fabulous. It looks great.
I'm really happy with the way it looks right now. We don't have everything in yet, but we will momentarily. And I think we're doing pretty good, and we'll be doing other kinds of things. Not terribly far down the road.
Great. So. And again, it's what's the exact address?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh.
Now you put me
okay,
on the
you
spot.
Know, no.
It's 136 North Main Street.
Okay, 136 North Main Street.
North Main
okay.
Street.
Same side of the block as Copperfields, but just a little bit further north.
A little bit further
north. And the website is up and running, Cultivate Home.
CultivateHome.com.
And you're not doing any sales on the website. Are you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
I don't think
no,
we
I
do.
Don't. I don't think you
I
are.
I think you need to go to the store and.
Yeah, and that's a good. You want people to come in.
I want people to come in. I want them to be excited and interested, and then come to the store.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing right now.
Excellent. And we've got a few more minutes. One thing I should say, you also became the very first sponsor for my new project.
Cultivate Home. Oh, good
Home.
For me.
Cultivate Home is MichelleAnnaJordan.com's first sponsor. We are getting very close to launching. You are already up. I don't know. You definitely haven't seen it yet.
I haven't looked.
Because, oh, yeah. I was waiting for your new logo. So I got your new logo on Thursday, and the team that's doing the website got that up on the landing page.
Okay.
And then we're getting, you know, right now a lot of it is on me. They're building the website, and I'm just feeding as much content to the website. You'll hear a lot about it here on Mouthful when I launch. I'm hoping that we do a soft launch in a couple of weeks and
great.
Then let that get going, work out any bugs. And right now you can actually sign up for the newsletter that will and any announcements at MichelleAnnaJordan.com. All you need to do is put in your name and your email address. You will get a confirmation email in a couple of days. I had a bit of a hissy fit, I will confess.
I've never had a hissy fit.
Oh, I
in
bet
all
you never.
Life.
I bet you
right.
never have.
Right.
Well, they wanted me. They tried to convince me. They twisted my arm. They wanted me to use Outlook for my email, and I said no. No, I'm not using Outlook. No. And then they said, okay, well, we really have to encourage you to use Google Mail. We need whatever
Why?
They needed. Well, They say, oh, you know, you get all the things, analytics, I don't know. So they set me up, Michelle@michelleinnit.com, at Google Mail. And I spent, I really tried. I spent a good 2 to 3 hours, and I wanted to go buy a gun and shoot my computer. And I love my computer, and I'm nonviolent. And it was making my eyes bug out of my head.
That's very, very sad.
It was
beyond sad.
It was awful. I couldn't even find it, because I am so organized. My email downloads automatically onto my computer in specific categories and files. Yeah. I know who sends me email. I answer it. I am so organized, and I couldn't get Google to interface with how I do things. So I finally said, my head's going to explode. I can't do it. I won't do Google. I hate it. And I got them to back down and say, okay, you can do Sonic.
Good.
And I called Sonic, but now we've gotten whatever has to point to Sonic and now I'm waiting for one or two more technical things to happen. They're in process, and then Michelle@michelleannajordan.com will be fully operative. You'll get a response when you sign up, and then you will get notification when the site launches. And then what we're going to be doing, all of Mouthful sponsors will be prominent, and there will be links to the sponsors, but also anything going on will at any of the sponsor locations will be in the newsletter along the four. I'm going to do at least four new posts a week.
Wow.
I'm going to be writing about farmers markets on one day, and I'm also going to have something called Today in Sonoma that will be all about different things happening in Sonoma. If you have a special sale or a special event, it will be there. If the wisteria is blooming for the first time in the spring, it will be there. And on that note, guess what? We are out of time here on Mouthful Smart Talk about food, wine, and farming. Thanks so much to Kathleen Mayhew for being my guest. Congratulations for your launch.
Thank you very much.
Y'all, check out Cultivate Home and meet me back here next week for another yummy episode.
Grapes are covering the grassland. They're buying up for family farms. Selling out, who can blame them? Wine's